I love this portrait in part because it's so rare to see it in person. I've been involved with Rembrandt for 20 years and have worked on other Rembrandt shows and have never had the opportunity to see this painting. And so I plan to visit it every day in the galleries. It's the lighting on the face, and Rembrandt absolutely was this master of understanding light, and it almost always comes in from the left-hand side of the canvas. The lighting just captures her, the top of her forehead there, leaving her left side in shadow. And then the way the light plays with the beautiful red strokes of her hair. And I like it that her hair looks like the hair of a young girl. It's, you know, slightly messy and slightly organized at the same time. And she has that little bit of baby fat in the cheeks, and the expression is quite solemn and also appears highly intelligent. As if all of that isn't enough, it's then the unbelievable depiction of the brocade in her cape she wears over her dress, and again the way that the light glints off the gold in the fabric, it's just astonishing. He really understood how the eye works and how we process images in our brain, and so could combine the loose flowing with the tight detail all in a single image.
Press the green button to hear Tom Rescher discuss why the portrait of a young woman is believed to be not by the master himself, but by his workshop. What was life like for women in Rembrandt's time? Kay Windfeldman will tell you if you select the red button.